Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Ladies, they are too awkward in person, so please, if you meet them, talk first.
Hey, Easter's coming up in like a week.
I know.
That's unbelievable. We got an early Easter this year. Last year, it was the Easter Sunday was the 16th, I believe, of April.
Yeah.
And it's thrown me for a loop because, you know, I'm an adult now and I don't really have a family. So my only gauge of Easter is when I was a child. And I think you and I had vastly different Easter experiences.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up Orthodox, and that meant going to church for like 7 hours and then having brunch afterwards.
Yeah, that wasn't quite our family's Easter experience.
Easter Sunday was always a bit of an ordeal in my family. You guys probably had like the normal kind of Easter, right?
Ours was wake up Easter Sunday and just go find the candy. That was the whole goal, because our candy would kind of be hidden around the house in different places.
That's awesome.
So you'd be searching around looking for all your candy, and we'd get chocolate bunnies and chocolate eggs and bags of chips and all kinds of good stuff. But it would be hidden over the house, and it would all have our names written on it. So it's, and you're like, hey, I found your chips. Oh, man, where are mine? And we'd be, my brothers and I would be in communication with each other trying to find help find each other's candy.
I like that. I'm very jealous of your childhood. In fact, if anybody listening right now wants to just set that up for us, maybe, you know, some people at work here, some of our coworkers can hide a bunch of Easter candy around with our name on it and we can find it early in the morning. I'd be totally cool with that.
That'd be sweet.
Because I feel like I certainly missed out on like the Hallmark Easter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you think of what Easter is, you think of like looking for eggs or going and getting candy and stuff. I just think of going to church.
Did you used to color Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Ukrainian ones. We didn't do like
the Pesanka and all that.
Yeah. That was a part of it, but that was always before we were.
Yeah, we used to color our eggs and then we'd hide them around the house as well. And I remember one year, there was one egg that wasn't accounted for, and it turned up several months later.
Oh, no!
Yeah. We eventually found it. It wasn't pleasant.
Did it grow legs and start walking around?
No. I think there was an old petrified chicken in there. I don't know. It was, let's say, worse for wear by the time we located that particular egg.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what? Since it's early Easter and it doesn't look like the snow is going anywhere, you should just not paint the eggs. Just take some white eggs and hide them around your backyard and just wish your kids good luck.
Nick and Reader just found out they had a relationship with the same woman. Her name is Siri.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I was also a little bit careful this morning as well because I'm feeling a little bit of pain.
Really?
Yeah, so I decided that I was going to try a stair climbing machine yesterday.
Mm.
And I want to go as hard as I can. And I got to tell you something, Reader. I ended up doing 50 floors of stairs.
Wow.
I, for all intents and purposes, I went up a 50 floor building.
So you really eased yourself into it then.
Yeah, I totally started off soft. I feel it just keeps. I keep thinking back of Ghostbusters when they got to climb that
all
building
all the way up to the top.
But that's only like 24 floors. So realistically, I'm in better shape than the Ghostbusters are.
And you're not carrying a big proton pack on your back.
Yeah, well, I'm carrying a lot more than that. Speaking of carrying, though, I feel like in order to get the full experience of a stair climbing machine, I think that it would be necessary to hold like at least 2 grocery bags.
I was going
to
say you need that New York City walk-up experience of doing your shopping and then lugging it up all the way to the top floor.
Because like you have to do that every time you get groceries. I do that as well. I walk down the stairs, though. I live in a basement. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I didn't get the authentic workout because I wasn't holding a pizza box or a bunch of bags of groceries.
Well, you'll just have to bring that next time.
Oh, still felt a bit of a burn, though. Like, at this point, I'm afraid if I stand up, if I can stand up, I might just fall over. That's kind of my number one concern right now. So thankfully, we have really nice ergonomic office chairs because, yeah, something tells me I'm going to be in this chair for a little while longer today.
Nick and Reader's goal for 2018 is to make all the best of 2018 lists. For what?
Well, they haven't decided yet.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Rita, just want to do a quick follow-up yesterday, because I said that I was going to post a photo on our Fox FM Instagram page of my scented candle.
I saw that.
And turns out a lot of people were vibing with my scented candle. And then shout-outs to Lisa. She said that she'll give me a scented candle if I solve her Rubik's Cube for her. Because I didn't notice this. This photo is kind of like a bunch of stuff in the background, too, because it's just one of my tables in my house. I wanted a picture of the candle, but I ended up getting a couple Rubik's Cubes in the frame. So, yeah, I think I'm going to start advertising that as a service to Fox FM listeners. If they have a Rubik's Cube that they need solved, just come on down. Just come on down.
You're the man to do it.
It'll take a minute. Don't worry.
Nick's a drummer.
Reader plays trumpet.
Their jam sessions are loud and pointless.
Play it loud, okay?
Reader, I did some laundry yesterday, and I need to ask you whether or not I'm a bad upstairs or downstairs neighbor.
Okay.
This is the first time this has ever happened to me. I live alone, and I wanted to do some laundry. I had to wash my gym clothes because, honestly, they were starting to talk to me.
Like they probably stand up on their own.
Yeah. I use them as bristleboard. So I put them in the wash, and then I wanted to dry them. I had to dry them before, obviously, we went to the gym yesterday at 5. And the upstairs people that live in my house left laundry in the machine.
Oh, okay.
Like, left in the dryer, I should say. It must have been sitting there all morning.
Okay.
Because I don't recall them using the machine while I was home. And I got home at about 10 yesterday. Here's what I did.
Okay.
I took the clothes out of the dryer, put them on top of the dryer, did my drying. When my stuff was done, put their clothes back in the dryer. Does that make me a bad housemate?
No, I'd probably do the same thing.
Okay.
Because obviously it's not that urgent for them if they just kind of forget about them and leave them sitting in the dryer.
Well, I feel like you're sharing laundry facilities with somebody. You're on top of that. Like when your laundry's done, you finish your laundry because you never know when the other person might need to use it. Because normally I do my laundry on Sundays. I'm a creature of habit, but gym clothes are a different story. I just finally had to do them because they smelled bad, but I just can't help but feel that I was being a bit passive-aggressive.
I don't know. I mean, I'll admit I'm guilty of having done that before, too. But it's usually just a product of being forgetful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get doing something else, and then, oh, yeah, I have a load of laundry sitting in the dryer.
It would have been a different story if it was in the actual washer itself, right? I would not touch those clothes or take them out if I needed to wash my clothes and they left them in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, these clothes were already dried and they were done. So, like, here I am just making excuses for myself because I don't really know what it's like to live with other people. And I don't want to be passive aggressive. That's just, like, the worst thing. Because then you start passing notes. And then once that, you know, then it escalates from there. And you just build resentment without actually seeing the person. So I think that was a good compromise. At least I put it back in the machine, right?
I would say so. You could have just thrown it all in a basket and set it outside their door and said, here you go.
No, that would have been passive aggressive. Here you go, jerks.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.